Hello everyone, hope you're all doing fine and everything is going well in the progress of your businesses. Today we are here with another business podcast with the topic of how to sell while having new customers. So many people, they actually come to me and they ask me that, okay, I have been following all the business podcasts, all the trainings, and I am actually doing all these points one by one. But here's the main question. I do not have any customers, so how should I sell? So basically, this is a very important question and we would love to talk about it. You see, everyone, the absence of customers is equal to the death of your business. So that is exactly the point. While there is no customer, there is no business. What should I even call it? This is meaningless to call it a business. What are we talking about? Once there is no customer, there is no business. So that is exactly what we are going to talk about today. The main problem is, why don't I have any customers? You see, everyone, there are so many external factors that it will cause the absence of the customers in your business. We are going to actually divide these factors to two categories, two parts. Number one, the first category, are those factors that they are out of your control. It's not something that you caused, all right? For example, economic problems, rise in the prices, people, they cannot afford to purchase more products. Or once you are new in business and you just recently launched your business, people, they do not know you yet. You're not famous yet. You're not a brand yet. These are the external factors that they are not depending on you or your personality or your skills. So you're not that much effective in this. And the second category of these factors are fully internal. It means that it is totally up to you. You are in charge. You are in control of this. And that is exactly why you don't get any customers. For example, if you are providing weak services or low quality products, or if the customer is actually asking you about these products and you're not able to provide a correct answer for this, or if you cannot present your products well, or if you cannot attract the customer's attention, or if you do not have enough facilities and platform to promote yourself. These are all the reasons that you do not have customers, because the customer cannot even find you. If you do not have the platform, if you do not have the structure, the customer cannot even see you. The customer cannot even find you. So how are you expecting them to connect with you? Let me give you an example. Imagine that you have started a business and you want to work on the product honey, as an example. All right. And you tell me that I do not have any customers to buy this honey from me. Now, I have one main question from you. Right now, in this very moment that we are speaking, isn't there people that they're already purchasing honey? Aren't there some groups of people that they need this product? That is the main question. Right now, in our country, in any country around the world, people are spending money in order to buy honey, right? So you tell me that yes, there are people spending their money in order to purchase honey. So the question is, why didn't they purchase from you? Why didn't they give their money to you? Why didn't they buy from you? And why did they prefer to buy the product from someone else? Someone, as we call it, your competitor, for example. So the customers are there. They exist. They need the product. The problem is that they haven't found us yet. That's where the story begins. The customer is there. We are also here. So we need to do something to attract these customers. That is one part. Another very internal factor is that you may tell me that I have had customers, But they didn't buy from me. They preferred to buy from someone else. I talked to them. They didn't like want my products. They didn't want to purchase from me. That is exactly another point. I would say, why did you offer such low services, such weak services? Why didn't you offer a reasonable price? Why did you prefer a high profit margin that a customer did not even like to buy from you anymore? Maybe you tell me that I am a beginner, I don't know this stuff. That is again one problem because previously we have talked about this a lot in our podcasts, in other business training courses, that you need to provide good enough services and reasonable prices if you want people to purchase from you rather than your competitors. Reasonable price, it means a price which is fair, a price that people right now can afford, and people they want and they like, and they are okay with paying this amount in order to get that product. If I want to give you an example, I would use gold and golden accessories as an example. Right now, these days, in this era, the price of gold is rising day by day, week by week, month by month. But people, they still want to purchase it. They still buy the product. And the reason is because they say it is worth it. And in future, it's going to be more expensive and it's going to be a profit for me. On the contrary of that, once the price is actually having a decrease, nobody is going to buy this gold. The same product, but once they see that the market is experiencing a low, they're not going to buy the product anymore because they say it's not worth it. There is a slight chance that it will be even cheaper in the upcoming days, in the upcoming week. So each single one of these people, they have some points in mind, they have some analysis from the market, then they decide whether it is worth it or not to purchase a certain product. It is exactly the same story once we're talking about the business. Now, the structure, the model, the type of our business here is B2B, right? Our business here, all that we are here, we are working in the B2B section. So, in this type of business, what does a customer look for? Your customer is looking for money, obviously. Is it worth it to cooperate with you? If they cooperate with you, are they gonna profit from it or not? So, in the B2B section, people are not looking for quality or, I don't know, easily used products or consumer-friendly products. No, they are all looking for money. They are all looking for profit margin. So, up to here, we discussed some points, and one of the factors was that you have had some customers, but they didn't want to purchase from you because of the price. Today, we're not going to be focused on the pricing of the products. That's not our focus for now. But remember, customers are looking for a reasonable price that it is worth doing business on. That is one point. But there is another issue that you may say, I have not even had one single customer. What should I do? In this part, then the problem is mostly about attraction. Attracting customers, that's your main problem because we talked about it. Right now that we're speaking, so many people around the world are buying different types of products, but they are not buying from you. So they haven't found you, they haven't called you, they even didn't talk about their inquiry with you. So they are buying this product, but not from you. That is exactly the problem when we are talking about attracting customers. Now, in this case, there are actually different groups of people that we want to talk about. The first group are those people that they are not ready to compete in the markets. They have chosen a product in the old-fashioned way, with the old-fashioned packaging, and they're just trying to sell that product over and over again. On the contrary of these people, Their competitors every day are coming up with some new packaging, new strategies, new looks for their products so that they can attract more people. That is exactly one part. They are trying to sell with the old-fashioned traditional ways, and their competitors, they come along with the latest technologies, they come along with the new advertisements, new ways of marketing in order to attract the customers. So the customer will see this, they prefer to work with their competitors because they think they know their needs better. So that is one point, one major problem. A second factor, second very important factor, is the location of your business, the location, the area, the market that you are focused on and you are working on. So everyone, imagine I have a store, or my business is just in an area, like in an alley, in a local place that I live. Basically, there are no people coming and going. It's no major road, it's no major mall are there, no other businesses are there. So basically, there's no one. No one will see my business. No one will see my business. If they cannot see, then they cannot buy. So the location, the area where you present yourself, where you present your business, where you present your products is highly important. For example, day and night, 24/7, you are spending your time on Instagram and you want to sell in B2B. Obviously, there is no businessman, there is no serious B2B buyer on Instagram. These applications are only in order for you to showcase your business, not to look for customers there. Or another very bad approach is, I have an example from the factories. You have seen so many factories, so many producers that they do advertisements over television. TV is for consumers of the products. And if you are working on the B2B sector, you're not dealing with the consumers. When we're talking about location or the platforms that you are presenting your business and your products, so many people, they come up with different answers, like multiple answers. For example, they say, I have been spending my energy, my money, my investments in order to do advertisements on social media or to do advertisements on television. And then we ask them, okay, what was the point? What was the profit? How much did you earn out of it? They say, nothing, it was nothing big, but I have gained experience. So basically, you have spent a huge investment in order to experience, and then what? What was the benefit? What was the profit? That is exactly the main problem with so many people, so many businesses. Think with yourself, Arad Branding has done all of these approaches. How did we grow like this? How did we become so big and international? We are giving away our experiences. We are sharing our experiences, our ways, our approaches. Think with yourself. Why are you spending dollars and dollars and millions of money in order to advertise on some platforms that they are no good? Just only to experience, just only to check. So you're losing your investment, your money, just in order to gain experience. What I'm saying is that we as Arad Branding, we have this experience. We have already done it. And now we are telling you the results. We are telling you the alternative, the approach. Why would you want to experience something that was already experienced by us? What is the reason? If we are experience, if we have been in this field for 18 years, if we know what to do, we are telling you, do not waste your energy, your time, or your money advertising on the right platforms, on the wrong facilities, and in the wrong areas. All of these experiences, all of the podcasts, everything that we tell you to do or not, these are the results of 18 years of being in this business. These are basically very, very appreciated. These are some points that are similar to a treasure. So this is your treasure. Just appreciate it and get use out of it into actions. So in the B2B business, once we're talking, we're not talking about a physical location. We're not talking about a specific city or an exhibition or a showcase. No, you don't mean a physical location because B2B customers are not there. The best that you can do, the best area that you can be focused is to be active over internet because your audiences, your target society is all on the internet. Internet is actually the tool that people use every day, every hour, and each place, wherever they go, whenever they want. So this is the only platform that you can be active on 24/7, and you can get use out of it 24/7. That is exactly why the customer can find you any time round the day or any day round the year. They can easily find you. You just need to be accessible. Accessibility is very important. So you got it up to here. This point was clear. We understood that I have to be active on the internet. Now, we need to be active over the internet. And by being active over the internet, we mean that we need to advertise. We need to showcase our business, our services, our products. We need to show everyone what we are able to provide. And this advertisement, how you do it, is very important. Is it attractive? Is it something that people will see and they will decide, oh, I want this. I want to work with this person. Advertisements, by nature, they contain a certain amount of lying. Not all the advertisements are true. People and those people that they provide the advertisement, they lie once in a while. By lying, I don't mean lying in the bad way that you have in mind, but they exaggerate. When they want to do advertisement, they exaggerate the points in order to get the attention of their audiences. This is exactly what you need to do. Having a good approach in the advertisement is what will bring you customers. Your advertisement should be unique, effective. It should convince people to work from you, or at least it should convince them that they want to know more about your services, about your products. It should be interesting. It should be capturing. It should be something that will show them if they do business with you, all the aspects of their life will be the best. This is exaggerating. And this is a good approach in order to advertise. Even you can use icons and public figures in your advertisements in order to boost it up. So do not try to do everything just on your own individually. You just need to work on it with a team, maybe. You can use other people's experiences and approaches in order to have a very effective advertisement to be able to attract the maximum number of customers. Once you start advertising your products, meanwhile that you're working in your business, just remember, people's taste, cultures, demands is changing day by day. Media is actually changing all these stuff in people's mind so fast. So do not be stuck with this one approach or only one way of advertisement. You need to be very creative with this if you want to work on it for a long time. That is the power of media and advertisements. For example, so many mothers, they used to purchase one simple type or category of diapers for their babies. They liked it. They were okay with this. And it was useful. It actually meets their needs, right? But at some point, because of media, because of the advertisements that they saw, all of a sudden, they just changed this category. Because they saw it on media that, okay, this one is new. So I have to have this one. It's also more expensive, but it's okay because I want it. I need it. That is how advertisements can affect people in order to change their mindset, in order to change their needs. And the whole industry is doing this right now so that they can build, they can make the customer's mindset, they can pull the customers up to buying their services and products. You, as a B2B business person, you should look for providing an ease, a comfort in your businesses. What do you have to offer to make the business for your customers much easier? How you can do it? For example, how do you deliver the goods? How do you take care of the shipment? How do you get the payment done? What are your terms? What are your conditions? What is your guarantee? How do you gain your customers' trust? These are all the approaches, very important points in order to make a B2B section, a B2B deal much easier for the other party in order to attract them to work with you. So although that you might be new to the business right now, although that it might be the first stage, the new steps for you, but always keep it in mind that this is the crucial stage. This is the golden time in order to boost up your strategy, your sales strategy, your marketing strategy. Do not wait to first grow, then take care of these points and aspects of your business. That is exactly when you have to spend so much time, so much money and energy in order to just be able to resolve those damages that they have been incurred in your business. But if you start today, there are no damages and you are building your structure. Try to have a sales strategy. And before that, try to have a marketing strategy, because if you don't have any customers, then those sales strategies are no good. You need to start creating content. You need to be highly active over internet, social media, websites in order to have leads of customers. Try your best to be highly active. Once we're talking about content creating, more you are active on the internet, on different websites, more that you are seen, more people will see you, more people will come to you, more people will trust you. Try to be active on the B2B websites or on the platforms like LinkedIn, that there are other business people. First, understand that your goal is to find and to connect with other business people, like companies, factories, wholesalers, distributors, importers. Then see which platforms can give you these people and start creating content there. Start being active there. That is how you get leads. And while that you are doing all of these activities, all of these, actually we can say, efforts for the marketing, at any part that you had even the slightest challenge, at any part that you didn't know what are the websites that you should be active, how to create content, how to attract these leads, just ask for help. We are here. We have experienced this. You just need to communicate with us, to talk to us, to ask for help and resolve your challenges. We will help you. We will guide you. You do not need to do everything on your own. And finally, you will see that all these approaches will work and you can easily find yourself some customers. I hope today's session was very informative and useful for you. The major problem is that you cannot sell and you cannot earn money as long as you do not have customers. So first, work on the platforms and the structures that can give you the maximum number of customers. I hope it was informative for you all. Thank you for listening. Take notes. Try to do these points, get use out of them in your business. And thank you for listening to this podcast as well.